Okay, this is one of the last videos that we'll be making in this test, possibly one more. But we've seen the other one where we, number 13, where we had the rotor go down and make a 180 degree turn and turn back, and that was on a flat surface. What we really need to do is to be able to have two identical ramps be opposite each other and be able to cross from one ramp to another in order to close the loop. So what this test is for is to determine if we can go up one ramp, cross onto another ramp, and go up that ramp and do that 180 degree turn. So we'll take a look at that. And the surface on this is flat. So looking at the previous pictures that we saw, we can cross onto one ramp, get back to where we started from. What is important here, what we've learned here, is the way to set up the gate, if you will, in order to cross, which we photographed earlier here. And also the length of the run is really important. And this run is not quite long enough to go ahead and close this loop. So if that's a more metal order, we can make this run a little bit longer, and hopefully we can just have it go round and round. But for now, we've got half of it. That's exactly what we need to do to be able to go down, jump across to the other one, if you will, and accelerate back up the opposite direction with both ramps in that manner. I think we can finally close the loop if we have a long enough run.